News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Evans in studio with us. I'm really pleased to introduce to you the new mayor-elect, Deb Herron. Deb is the newly elected mayor of Duchesne City, and you are also serve as the economic development director for Duchesne County. Deb Herron, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Deb. Where are you from? Where are you going? Why are you here? All those fun things.
Good question. I'm a transplant to the Uinta Basin. Okay. My husband's job brought us here. He's the Ashley National Forest geologist. And that's what brought us here in at the end of 2002, beginning of 2003. So we've been here for over 20 years.
All right. And you're an educator. I understand that you've had a background in education with Duchesne School District.
That's correct. I'm a USU Uinta Basin graduate. I got my degree in 2008, and I started a job at the county, Duchesne County School District, shortly thereafter. I had volunteered in the classrooms, and I had been an aide before. But
you've also worked in Duchesne County. What was your position in Duchesne County?
So after I left the school district, I moved into the Duchesne City Treasurer position, and so I served there for 6.5 years, and then I was invited to apply for the Economic Development Director job in 2024, and so I was hired in February.
So now you're serving as Duchesne County Economic Development Director, which is a big position.
It is,
and with a lot of demand coming up in the near future, and also Duchesne City Mayor.
Yes.
Do you see those two as a conflict at all?
I don't. I think they dovetail very well together. There are many things that in the course of my work with the Duchesne County Economic Development, I would say to myself, gosh, Duchesne City could really use this. Duchesne City could really needs this program or really needs these resources. And I believe I can bring that to Duchesne City, but not sacrifice the rest of the county. So I think I can bring these resources, and I have. I'm working with Roosevelt City right now on the Utah Inland Port Authority project area, and brought them into that project area so that we can get some of the state financing that we need in order to do these projects, infrastructure and so forth.
Okay, so you're working together with the mayor and city council of Roosevelt City, and also Altamont and Tabiona and other areas.
Those cities are interested in some of these programs, I'm happy to bring those to them.
Deb Herron, the entire county of Duchesne County is going to be impacted greatly with the advent of the railroad. Probably the majority of that impact is going to be right there in Duchesne City. Do we have the infrastructure in place now to meet that demand? And if not, what are we doing to prepare for it?
Great question. So right now, the city is currently working on a project through the CIB. It's a loan grant combination to increase the capabilities of our water and sewer in the city. And there are many projects, you know, that we have coming up that we'll need to consider and seek funding for in order to make that infrastructure as robust as possible. We know the growth is going to the north of the city because we're constrained on the south with tribal lands. And so we know where the growth is going to go most likely.
And that's up on the upper bench.
Upper bench, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
On the north side of Duchesne.
Yep. And so we're working really hard to make those systems as robust as possible so that we can invite investors and developers to come in and bring that housing that we need.
Okay. Have you seen much of an interest in developing in outside investors wanting to invest in affordable housing?
Mostly it's locals. Local developers, our residents recognizing the need, and they're...
Seems like Duchesne City would be a good place to invest, would it not?
Yes. Excellent place to invest. We would love that.
Yeah. Where do you see Duchesne City right now, and where do you see it in 4 years?
Right now, that infrastructure, really, roads, water, sewer lines.
That's your main focus right now.
Yeah.
Things that you don't think about until you don't have them working properly, correct?
Exactly. But also, we just had our first city council meeting on Tuesday evening, and we were able to, through the work session, really identify some of our priorities. Police force, animal control, those are important to the council, and I want to make sure that, we get those priorities.
Yeah, the resources that you need for police force.
We're looking at that, so we're making
and
sure that we do.
Animal control is under control, so to speak?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
There's room for improvement?
Room for improvement, and we're looking at that very, very closely.
All right. And then there's a lot of civic activities that are happening in Duchesne City to build pride in the community and create a sense of community. Tell us about some of those.
We have a very strong and active Duchesne Arts Council. They do a lot to bring in cultural experiences to our residents. We have an outstanding Independence Day committee. They're already thinking and working on our 250th anniversary for our country celebration in Duchesne City. Phenomenal experience there. We have people now that have come back year after year to celebrate with us from outside of the Uinta Basin. They love our little community events. We have an outstanding event center, and it's a Duchesne County project, but does a lot with the city, and we're very fortunate to have that within our city. That also brings out in, you know, our visitors from all over Utah to come to our world-class facility there in Duchesne City. And we as a city recognize that's a wonderful facility to invite and encourage people to use and enjoy.
Right. Deb Herron, we're speaking with Deb Herron, who was the newly elected Duchesne City Mayor and also the Economic Development Director for Duchesne County. What final comments would you like to leave with the citizens of Duchesne County and the Uinta Basin as a whole? Because you know what? Uinta and Duchesne County work in tandem for the economic benefit of our entire region. So.
Exactly.
Do you see a lot of synergy between Duchesne County and Uinta County?
I do. And that, you know, we identify, I think, in the Uinta Basin as Uinta Basinites. Like we see each other from Vernal all the way to Fruitland as we're part of the Uinta Basin. And that means something.
Rangeley's part of the Uinta Basin too.
Well,
they shop here.
Hopefully they feel part of us as well. And that idea of unity and coming together for the greater good. So this Uinta Rail project, wonderful opportunity for all of us to come together, the tribe, the cities, the counties, and really tell that story.
You
Why
have
do we
a
need
very,
it?
Very kind disposition, and I think that you are just the right person to help us accomplish those goals that you have in mind for Duchesne City and for Duchesne County going forward. A lot of challenges ahead for you. And for your city council and for the county in general. So
we have a great council and a great staff, and we're ready. We're ready
and
to
And I think you're
face
ready
those.
To meet the challenges that
yes.
wait ahead. Deb
exactly.
Herron, thank you for joining us here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Stay in touch with us, will you?
Thank you, Steve.